The scientific and legal definition of a vaccine is that it must prevent the disease and its transmission. The mRNA gene therapy does neither. FDA betrayed gold standard science and American trust. Dr. Anthony Fauci said on July 12, 2022, quote, "These vaccines do not protect overly well against infection." And on January 11, 2023, he conceded that SARS-CoV-2 and other respiratory viruses, quote, "have not to date been effectively controlled by licensed or experimental vaccines." Because of President Trump's Restoring Gold Standard Science executive order, binding within 30 days, I am convinced that he will adhere to the scientific and legal definition of a vaccine, as defined by CDC, FDA, NIH, NAID, NCI, U.S. Patent Office, and Ninth Circuit Court. A vaccine must prevent the disease and prevent its transmission. The mRNA gene therapy injection does neither, a salient fact arbitrarily and capriciously ignored by FDA's Drs. Prasad and Makary, thus defying President Trump's executive order, the Ninth Circuit's ruling, agencies and institutes, and thereby putting 100 to 200 million Americans at risk. Regardless of age, the COVID shots will not help anyone with other risk factors because it will not prevent them from getting COVID, nor will it prevent them from transmitting COVID. The harm from these shots is real, and the shots cannot be justified given the low fatality rate of COVID. This gene therapy must have different guidance and thresholds for market approval. Since COVID-19 injections are not vaccines, the precedent set by Jacobson versus Massachusetts allowing compelled vaccination is irrelevant. Instead, the Supreme Court's ruling in Cruzan versus Director, Missouri Department of Health, which protects the right to refuse medical treatment, would apply. The federal government lacks a basis to mandate COVID-19 injections for employment or service, and the mandated childhood COVID-19 injections for school violates the right to refuse medical treatment recognized in Cruzan.